Monday night, Maseches Nedarim Shir. We're going to start off with a powerhouse svara here.
Okay, it sounded good when I was thinking about it, but I didn't get to say it yet. But I think that with this case that the Gemara is bringing, I think that there's a stira in his statement that he makes, that he says he's going to be a nazir before he dies. And I think the stir is like this. According to his intention, in other words, when we hear what he says, there's no doubt in our minds that he doesn't want to do it now. Because he's giving himself until I die. He says, I want to be a nazir before I die. So in terms of simple understanding of what the guy's intention is, his kavanah, if he wanted to make an umdana or something and go into his head and figure it out, it would be pashut, thus he doesn't want to do it now. So that gives you the not now. But the actual statement that he makes, if we analyze it and be medayik and we make inferences, it comes out that really he should become a nazir right now because he could be dead any day. And if he wants to be Mekayim, what he's saying, if he actually emes that he wants to be a nazir before he dies, the thing to do is to do it right now. So that's enough to make a chiyuv that he should become a nazir. But because of the stira that we know for sure his intention is not to become a nazir now, it's not chal. His naziris is not chal. So he's over about tacher. I read it right away because the chiyuv is chal. The chiyuv is chal because of the dibur that he said, the actual technical meaning of his words. What he said makes a chiyuv to become a nazir right now. But it's not chal because we know he doesn't want to become a nazir right now. We know that that was his intention when he said it. His intention was not to become a nazir right now.
I totally agree. I think that's mamash pshat. I don't want to add to it. And he did it in a way that the not now is part of his neder. Just like, I want to throw that in because I think it's an important nekuda. Just like I said, you can't say pas osur alai, but I want to eat pas chitim. You have to make it part of your neder if you want to exclude pas chitim. You have to say, so here, as you said, if we examine his neder, it's clear from the way he made the neder. I hope
from the way he made the neder, doesn't want
that
to
he doesn't out. Want. So it's like it's a stira, like you said. That's exactly what the Ram says. It's beautiful. That on one hand, the words of the neder would mean now, because that's not. In other words, if you said it in English, I was looking for the right phrase in English. I couldn't figure it out. But I think you hit the bullseye. The statement is, I'll be a nazir before I die. That's the statement. And that's really what it is, I'm thinking that. Well, you put them in oil, means I'll be a nazir before I die. So the words are, that's what the Ran means. Is because he said I'll be a nazir before I die, so he has to be a nazir as soon as possible. But his words are very clear, but not now. That he doesn't want to be a nazir now, because when a person says I'll be a nazir before I die, he's saying
later,
later, not now. Like you tell your kid to clean up the room, he says not now. But you say we're having guests, clean up your room. And he says, I'll clean up my room I'll clean up my room. So chlor, he means not now.
I'll do it. I was thinking, we're telling your kids to do so. When the way they answer, you know if they're going to do it now or not.
Says, right.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it.
I'm saying, yeah. Well, maybe even this case, I'll do it. By the time the guest comes, I'll do it.
Yeah, yeah.
See, he ain't doing it now.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Very good.
It might be.
I'm happy I turned on the tape recorder.
I was looking at the Masifta last week, and he brought down the Shemesh Kup, and I didn't really understand at the time. That might be what he was saying in the Shemesh Kup.
I'll accept it anyway. Anyway, so the Ran has this side chiddush thrown in. So we'll start now from two lines from the bottom, the middle of the next to the last line on the Gimel Amud Beis. The Afal Gav, the Ikal Meimar, one could ask, I came up with this new chiddush, because that's the point of the Gemara's Tzushtel to the Eishas Kohen, that the Kohen said, Arezo Itech Shoachas Kodem Misasi, so Chayshinan Shema Yomus, and she's not allowed to eat right away, Truma, So here you have a baltaka right away because the words mean right away, as you said. One could say, what's your whole limud that is an isur baltacher is from the parsha of Nedarim. Ima hosam baltacher didhu lesa elacha gimel regolim. Kediyom perakamu de Rosh Hashanah. It's not right away. Hakanami lacha gimel regolim. Lesa. It's not a kasha. The ilu hosam even by karbonos or maharei alai stoma. So you might be mechuyev right away. This is what we said yesterday. And the Chanami, when you say Harei Alai Stoma, you mechuyev right away. But the neder didn't say right away. The neder said, "Don't bring a korban." You mechuyev right away because that's the din. You mechuyev right now. It starts the chiyuv. Now's the starting point. Avol hocha lo omar hochi. We're on Dalet Amud Aleph, the first line of the Ran. He didn't say plain Harei Alai. Because ironically, the Imkain Havali Nozer Lialta. Because ironically, if he would just say Harei Alai without specifying anything, poof, he'd become a Nozer. Kid the Parishna. My Omar, what did he say? Lo Ipotim min Olam, right, that whole convoluted statement. The Chivin Shekain Havali Kaomer Harei Alai Lovi Korban Miyad. So it's, he said it in a way that it's not Chal immediately. But it means, the words mean immediately, so it's like a person saying, Harei Alai Lovi Korban Miyad, and this is the Chiddush of the Ran, to come live about Ta'achar Le'alter. Again, because the Neder said Miyad, so he's already not fulfilling the, I have to think of the formulation. When I just say I'll bring a Korban, so also, again, if I would ask a Rav, a Shaila, from when am I Mechuyev to bring the Korban? He would say, from now. What do you mean? From now. He said, you'll bring a Korban. So Mechuyev from now. But it's not part of the Neder. So therefore what? I don't know. So the Torah gave you three regalim before it's called you're unduly delaying. But once the Neder said Miyad, I don't know, what? So how do you...
Did he specify the time?
You know why? Maybe it's an ending time, it's not a starting time. But when you say, Harei Alai Lovi Korban Miyad, you're really saying... When you just say, Harei Alai Lovi Korban, so you're Mechuyev Miyad, that's when the Chiyuv starts. When you go to the Rav and you say, when am I Mechuyev to bring the Korban, he'll say now. But you'll say now as the starting point, and go, yeah, the Chiyuv starts now. So the Chiyuv starts now, so then the Torah gives you three regalim until it's called your unduly delaying. But when you say Harei Alai Lovi Korban Miyad, it's really like an ending time. It's like saying, I'll bring a Korban by tomorrow, by immediately. Again, I hold, according to the Ran, if you say, I'll bring a Korban by next Tuesday, then you're over Baltacher immediately on Wednesday. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Oh, we all agree on that. In other words, when mitzad your ned there, there's an ending time, then you're over Baltacher immediately.
He says 2 years. 2 years is the only case where you have three regalim.
Well, the Ran didn't say it yet. So wait a second. In other words, I just want to get clear the principle. That if your ned there specifies if your nether says by when you'll do it, not you know, when you don't say anything, so when mechuyev now, but it starts now. But when you say I'll do it by, when you say Harei Alai Lovi Korban Miyad, it's like saying by next Tuesday. You're saying I'll do it by Miyad. That's when I'll do it by. So there, it's wait. So if you say I'll do it by next Tuesday, so then I guess it's logical. The Ran holds it's just logical that it's going to be called an ichur once you don't make the deadline. You know, you set the deadline. When you just say, Harei Alai Lovi Korban, Emma Meila Yimuchuyev now as a starting time, let's call Baltacher a deadline. You still have to bring it after the deadline because nothing patted you from your chiyuv. Nothing exempted you from the obligation you undertook. So you'll always have to bring it. But now, Baltacher, Baltacha literally means you delayed. So the Torah gave you three regalim. So we'll call it a deadline. Right, you call it a deadline. You're late. You tell the class, class starts at 8 o'clock. It's called you're late, starting from 8:05. Because if you're late at 8:05, it's not called late. I'm giving you till 8:05, until you're late. Then one day the teacher says, tomorrow you have to be here by 8:03. You see that? Always class starts at 8 o'clock. If the teacher would ever announce you have to be here by 8 o'clock, then you're late once you come in 8:01. But normally that's not the case. The teacher's not saying you have to be here by 8. The teacher's saying class starts at 8. So mainly you have to be here at 8, because that's when the class starts. So when is it called you're late? So the Torah says 8:05. Three regalim, not 8:01. 802, turns out 805. The Torah gives you leeway from when the chiyuv starts. It's called your late.
Based on this, 8 o'clock and 1 second, you'll be late according to the Torah.
No.
Yeah.
The Torah said 805 is called late. It's like the teacher saying, because the Torah
is
dealing with
8 o'clock and 1 second, you're late.
No, it's not true.
The teacher went ahead and said, by the way, 8:03 or 8:05.
No, that's when it's an ending time. That's what I'm saying. Normally, the Torah is dealing with a guy that says, Arei Alei Lohavi Korban. So the miyad is when it starts. So it's like saying class starts at 8. So you say, when, like I said, you go to the Rav and you say, when do I have to bring the Korban? He'll say, I don't know, like, miyad. But that's a starting time. So it's like asking the teacher, when do we have to be in class? The teacher says, I don't know, class starts at 8. You have to be here at 8. But when is it called you're late? So the Torah, I don't know, the Torah could have always said 8:01. But it didn't. It said 8:05. That's called you're late. Rabbi my night kollel, my Bezdin, my Rosh Bezdin, started off as a night kollel. We learned Ebenezer. Right? So he said, he'll give out checks. It was a night kollel. So he paid us for learning there at night. So he said he's going to give his checks always Rosh Chodesh. But till the 10th, till Yud, it's not called he's late.
That's how it works in Israel.
Yes, till Yud.
That's the law in Israel with salaries. They're supposed to pay you by the first of the month, but they have until the 10th of the month to actually.
So anyway, so he had another. So then he used to ask us, he had a rule that it starts at 8 o'clock. So you have to come until 8:05. So you want to know how come everybody always only came at 8:05, 8:04 and a half. How come you went there at 8? It's only b'dieved. So we asked him, how come we always gave out checks the 10th of the month? Never gave it out Rosh Chodesh. When you start giving out checks Rosh Chodesh, we'll start coming 8 o'clock. But anyway, in Lomdus, the point is, I'm not missing that's the chilek. That when it's bistama, it's a starting time. So when it's a starting time, so the Torah decides when it's called late. Like the Israeli laws that you're called late with the salary.
After the 10th
of the month. That's what's called late. But that's when it's a starting time. But when you kovea it as an ending time, as a deadline, that's a deadline. The guy says, they tell me in Chadash, you have to hand in your article by a certain time. So that's a deadline. So once you pass the deadline, the Ran says it's Svara. Once you pass the deadline, you're late. That's late. That's the definition of late. You pass the deadline. So when a guy just says, Arei Alei Lohavi Korban, and they ask the Rav, when do I have to bring it? And the Rav says, Miyad. That's as a starting time. So the Torah says, after three regalim, you're late. But when the guy says Miyad, he was Koveya Miyad as the deadline. That's not because it's part of the neder. That's not the nekuda. The nekuda is because then it's the deadline. It's a funny deadline, miyad. But that's the deadline he said, miyad.
So when he says it, miyad.
Then it's a deadline. It's not a starting time.
He's overriding what the Torah gives you.
Indirectly. Indirectly. Well, the Ran says if a guy...
8 o'clock 1 second, then he'll be over about that.
Yeah, that's what the Ran says. When a guy says, Arei Alei Lohavi Korban Miyad, it's a chiddush to Ran, because you're right. Because the Torah, where is this in the Torah? The Teretz says, you have to say that the Ran held it's just logical. That late is going to be, by definition, subjective. That the Torah is only going to say, I'll tell you, like what I always held was really weird was that you're over the assay after one regal. If one regal goes by and you didn't bring a carbon that you're mechuyev to bring, you mevatel the assay. Ubosa shomer v'aveisim shomer. So I never understood. I have a teretz, but wait a second. If the Torah, I never thought of it with the word deadline. I never thought of it in a lovish way. I just thought of it as a, how could it not be called you're late if you already violated the assay to bring it? Like, of course you're late. You already were over an issur by not bringing it. The Torah said bring it by the first regel. Like, of course you're late. Can't be later than that. Like, how could it not be called late? I've wondered about this for years. But now I have a teretz. I think I said it a few days ago. The assay is not a deadline. The assay is not a time thing. The assay, it sounds funny maybe, but the assay says, like, you're being on the regal, this is how I think of it. You're being on the regal anyway, so bring the carbon with you. It's like something you should do when you're being on the regal. It's not a time frame thing, mitzad the carbon, like bring it by the first rego.
It's mitzad the rego.
By the way, the kash is according to the Ran. I wouldn't ask it according to anybody else. According to the other Rishonim who argue with the Ran and hold that even when you say, Harei Alai Lohavi carbon miyad, you have three regalim. I wouldn't ask the question. So you either say if the one regal or the lav if the three regalim. My kasha is, why is it worse than the Ran's miyad? If the Torah says bring it by the first regel, and if you don't bring it by the first regel, you're over an assay. So let that be as good as the Ran's miyad, so to speak, and you should be able to ta'acha right at the one regel. So the answer, I don't know, the answer I finally made peace with was that the one regel is not, it's not a time thing. Like, even though it is, because we live in time. But it's not like the Torah says, the way it's always said over is misleading. That's my chiddush. It's always said over, if the one regal, you're over an assay, and if the three regalim, you're over bal ta'achar. That's not a precise, that's, anywhere you'll see, that's what's said.
You're over an assay in a second regal,
precise,
too, right?
I guess so. But it's not even a precise way of saying it. You're over the assay once you were all the regal, you didn't bring the carbon with you. You're over the assay. But you're still not late. The idea, the concept of being late is only if the three were golden. If the one regal, you're not over the assay. It's not,
I don't understand.
It's not like the Torah saying you're over the assay when you're a little late and you're over the lav when you're a lot late.
That's, I don't understand why you can't say that. One regal is the time for now you're late. And after three regals, you're too late.
Because according to the Ran,
the kid, you closed the door. 8:05, we closed the door. Now you're too late.
That's why I'm asking the kash according to the Ran. That's why I'm asking the kash according to the Ran. Because the assay, little late, can't be less than my miyat. That's why.
I think it could be the same though. In other words, why can't the Ran one regal is part of miyad?
You should be over the lab right away. Then the Ran holds when you say miyad, you're over the lab immediately. So let this little late be as good as the guy saying miyad. I wouldn't ask the question according to Dr. Rishayim. What Dr. Rishayim I could say is a concept of a little late and a lot late. A little late, you're over the essay. A lot late, you're over. But according to the Ran, if once you don't bring it after miyad, you're over bal ta'acher. So why should the assay be less than your miyad? The Torah said, the answer, I don't know if it's a good answer, the answer I have is that it's not a time thing. Like, I have a wild chiddush, I don't know if it's true. Like, let's say I'm potter from Aliyah L'Regel. Let's say you need karka to have a chiyuvah L'Regel, or such a sad. Oh, no, not such a sad, I think we even pass like that. Chiyuvah L'Regel, you learn out from the puzzle, it's only if you own land. Only a landowner will think to be L'Regel. No logic. So a guy that doesn't own land won't be over with the assay because he has no chiyuv to go the regal. And the assay is when you're over the regal, bring the carbon with you.
So
It's an assay in the regular. It's not an assay in the neder b'chol.
Yeah.
It's an assay in the regular.
That's a good way of saying it. I think of it as not a time thing in the korban. It's like the assay.
You can't be mechalik just between the fact that it's an assay in Allah?
I don't think so, according to the Ram.
It's like even according to the Ram, though, it's not just a little.
Why should the assay be less than you are miyad? You are nobody.
But your miyad is... you're over Baal Ta'achir, you're over the lav aspect of it, not the assay aspect.
Whoa, but the lav comes if because you said miyad. Why is the Torah saying bring it by the first regel less than you're saying miyad? Why is the Torah worse than you?
Because you restricted yourself. You.
So the Torah said bring it by
it
the first
yourself.
Regel.
Don't hear
the
question.
The Torah said bring it by the first regel. Why should that be less than the guy's own miyad? Torah said, bring it by the first regal. So you have about that. You should be you about that right away. Bishlam like the other Rishonim. So it's like call up Torah. You know, the essay is not so chamur.
You could say the Torah gives you until the first regal, until you would be over. Why is that a problem? When you say miyad,
I want to be over
the
line.
I want to be
right
more machmir on myself than what the Torah makes me.
Well, we're not communicating. But if the Torah said, bring it by, if this is a true sentence. The Torah Lamaisa said, bring it by the first regal. That even though Baal Ta'achir got the three regalim, but it would be an incorrect statement to say the Torah says you have till three regalim to bring your karma. That's not a true statement, because you have to bring it by the first regal.
Right.
It's just it's only an assay. So why is that imperative less than a guy that says, Arei Lai Lavi? But then a guy would say, Arei Lai Lavi Karbon by the first regal. So according to the Bar. I want to get clear the chilek and the ran. There's a chilek between starting time and deadline. Even though the sentence is the same, I'm a chuyuv to give in the article 8 o'clock, but when there's a starting time and there's a deadline. So the ran holds you have three regalim after the starting time. But once there's a deadline, then you have a baltacher immediately. And when you, so if a guy says, Arei Lai Lavi Korban, by the first regal, by Sukkos. By, not starting Sukkos. Not starting Sukkos, but by Sukkos. So he's already about Baal Ta'achir immediately. So why isn't the Torah saying assay over, violating an assay? Why isn't that a deadline? Why isn't the Torah's assay a deadline? The more I think about it, the greater, the better question. So the answer is because it's not a time thing. It's not the way he said it. It's not a din in the Lomdish way of saying it. It's not a din in the karbon. The Torah is not giving you by when to bring the karbon. It's talking about the regel. When you come to be all the regel, it's like saying bring your bikurim with you, bring your karbon with you. Take advantage of the opportunity.
We see no proof. I mean, that's a tremendous chiddush. Let's say lehalacha. If someone's putter for being all regular,
right?
I think that's.
I don't know. Okay, again, the question is only according to the Rav. According to the Rav, that when you say miyad, you have a Baal Ta'achir miyad. Okay, so that's the Rav. And this is the Chiddush of the Rav on the top of Abdal and Amar Aleph. You could, even though the Torah is. The Chiddush. The Torah says you have a Baal Ta'achir after three regalim. And the Rav says. Just out of logic, that I'll give you scenarios where you have a Baal Ta'achir immediately. I guess because Baal Ta'achir means don't be late. So in Svara he held, I can construct a scenario where immediately is late. It's not the Stavra that the Torah defines lateness as three regalim. You know, you can tell your teacher it's not three regalim yet, I'm not really late. Right? So and since the Torah couched it in a verb that means don't delay. So the Ran held in Svara, it has to be that there are other scenarios with other time frames for a delay. It's not like the Torah said, you don't not bring it by the time three are going come by. To Baal Ta'achir. Maybe that's a little better. We learn now three regalim from all sorts of fancy limudim. But the lav of the... I don't know how far you could take this. The words of the Torah are only don't delay. It's not like don't delay three regalim. I don't know if the Ran, how brave the Ran would have been if the Torah would have said, Bal Ta'achel L'Shalmo for three regal. Ramayah said it. You could even say maybe the chefza of the lav is only Bal Ta'achel. Maybe the gimel regal. I wonder how the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvos. That's where I would go look. I would see if the Rambam says not to be ma'acher the nether for three regalim, or not to be ma'acher the nether v'lomdu. Okay, is there no right? You have to know how to, he would hold about the Rambam's chiddush. Okay, we'll continue with tomorrow.
See, Hashem doesn't want us to finish learning. We can't finish the sugya.